Here is some important college news. Hello and welcome to this week's Urgent Bite, brought to you by the Royal New Zealand College of Urgent Care. My name is Guy Melrose and today we just have a few bits of important college news to talk about. Firstly, our bootcamp conference tickets are now on sale. We will be in Christchurch on the weekend of the 18th and 19th of September at the Ridges, Latimer Square. On the Friday before, you will have the opportunity to book a core skills ACLS course or a POCUS workshop. These are being arranged by the 24-hour surgery, and when these go on sale, the links will be available via our ticket page. Then on the Friday evening, there is a fundraising event being organised by Dr. Sam Bartholomew and Medicine Our Way. It's called More Than a Medic, and it's a series of short talks being given by medics who have adventurous souls. Each 7-minute talk will shed light on the various ways these medics find a work-life balance. So it is what makes them more than a medic. Now this will be free to attend, but there will be donations taken to raise money for the Canterbury West Coast Air Rescue. If you're in Christchurch the night before the boot camp, this will be a great place to meet and mingle with other medics. Now then on Saturday, we have the boot camp part of the conference. These will be 15-minute talks looking to teach the key practice-changing information on a wide range of topics. There will be a Q&A after each session, and during breaks for refreshments, there will be an exhibition area to explore. On Saturday night, we will be hosting the fellowship dinner, where every fellow who has graduated in the last year will receive their certificates. Dr. Ashley Bloomfield has accepted an invitation to attend the weekend and will be giving a speech and handing out certificates. But we also have other special guests lined up from the Ministry of Health and other organisations. Then on Sunday morning, we're holding 45-minute long moderated panel discussions. Topics will be important urgent care related issues, such as how to develop nurse practitioners in urgent care, how can urgent care improve ED overcrowding, how can urgent care contribute to Maori health, and a session on burnout. We're lining up a number of great speakers to join the panel alongside our urgent care colleagues, and hopefully we will generate useful and compelling debate. So follow the link in the show notes for tickets and more information. You can book preferential rates at the venue hotel, and there is a great What to Do in Christchurch page written by Dr. Sam Bartholomew for those of you who are not familiar with Christchurch. There are early bird rates, and there are reduced rates for registrars, nurse practitioners, paramedics, and allied health professionals. Now, in other college news, there is the new curriculum document on the website now. I would encourage you all to check this out, as it covers everything an urgent care doctor should know. It is a great document to guide registrar training, and it is also of use to fellows who want to guide their continuing professional development. Now, the college is having its Medical Council of New Zealand branch accreditation at the moment. If you receive a request for a survey from them, please do take the time to complete it. A huge amount of work has gone into this process in recent months by a number of college members and staff, so completing these surveys will help complement this enormous effort. We thank you for your time. Now, sadly, some of you will know that Hardy, our erstwhile information support and systems analyst, is leaving the college. His last day is in 2 weeks' time. It is hard to fully quantify the amount of work that Hardy puts in, mostly unseen. All of our college members will have benefited from his hard work, many of you without realising. My job at the college relies significantly on a close working relationship with Hardy, and he has never failed to meet and exceed every challenge I have sent his way. The virtual boot camp is just one of the Herculean tasks he's pulled off this year. Website design and maintenance, IT support for exams and courses, database maintenance, the list of plates that Hardy keeps spinning just goes on. It has been a pleasure to work with him, and he will be hugely missed. Hardy is moving on to climb the career ladder, so please help him on his way with a wave of supportive messages. Now, we'll be back again next week with another podcast. I look forward to seeing you all then, but for now, thanks for listening.